From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Lynn Neary.
I'm Robert Siegel, and we'd like to take this time to offer our congratulations to the class of 2012. Actually, not that class of 2012. No caps and gowns here. We're talking about this one.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Today, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced its latest class of performer inductees. To be eligible, the artist or group must have released a record at least 25 years prior to the induction and demonstrated, quote, unquestionable musical excellence.
Those who passed the test this year include New York's hip-hop trio, the Beastie Boys, as well as the late singer-songwriter, Laura Nyro.
Also inducted, the alternative rock band Red Hot Chili Peppers. And a British twofer, the Small Faces and the Faces. After the Small Faces disbanded in 1969, when frontman Steve Marriott left the group, the remaining members recruited singer Rod Stewart and guitarist Ron Wood. From then on, they were known simply as the Faces.
Poor old granddad, I laughed at all his words. I thought he was a bitter man. He spoke of women's ways.
Also from that side of the Atlantic, Donovan, the folk troubadour from Scotland.
In the chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty, I want to be in the warm hold of your loving mind.
And rounding out the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's class of 2012 is a band that made its name on the Sunset Strip of Los Angeles and took its hard-charging, hard-drinking style into the living rooms of middle America, Guns N' Roses.
The Rock Hall will honor all the inductees at a ceremony in Cleveland on April 14th. To borrow words from a past Hall of Fame inductee, for those about to rock, we salute you.